After 86 years of being free of foot and mouth disease in the U.S., the big question still being asked, are we ready if it returns? That's coming up on This Land of Ours. There have been studies saying that the depopulation of livestock is the only effective way to cut foot and mouth losses and that emergency vaccination would be of little help. But according to Kansas State University animal health economist Justin Pindell,
we find that emergency vaccination could be justified.
He and a team of vets and animal disease experts have projected what the losses would be if foot and mouth disease were to hit cattle operations.
Roughly $180 billion. On the other hand, if we were to use different vaccination scenarios so we could vaccinate more animals faster, you could reduce that down to, under $60 billion.
Dr. Tammy Beckham recently told Congress that while a first vaccine does exist now in the U.S.
And so that's great, but we have that vaccine for one serotype. And while there's been more vaccines for additional serotypes in the queue, we're still lagging behind on moving that innovation forward.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.